This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead, and our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. As always, our archives are available at KJJR.com. Our special guest this week, we have two gentlemen from Montana CAD. We want to welcome Dwight and Logan Lamb. How you doing, guys?
Good. Great. Good to be here. Thank you.
Now, Dwight, you're the older of the two, it looks.
Happy though that my son is stepping up and being right behind me. So, yeah, my wife and I started this business about 23 years ago, and just the Flathead's been good to us, and yeah, we've been blessed.
We're going to try to get to know you a little bit and your business, Montana. We've heard your commercials forever, but 23 years in the business, and tell us about yourself and how you guys got this whole thing started.
So, you know, Montana's a great place. I actually grew up in Idaho, but I got here when I was 18, and I haven't gone back. Well, a couple times, but, you know, I came in a broke-down pickup, and I had to walk to work for a couple months, and started in a ready-mix, and so did that for about 17 years, and then we got started in CAD 23 years ago. So I got about 40 years in the dirt business, so I'm just kind of in the rockhead business.
Are you ready to retire yet?
No. I'm ready to help into the future. I'm ready to see it transfer, but I'm not done.
And you have family here in the Flathead?
Yeah, so my wife's here, and daughter Kate and her husband Charles, they just moved back from Seattle, as everybody, and they're working from home, and they're a couple of engineers, and they get to work from home, so it's pretty fun to have everybody back. And Logan and his wife Janae work with us in the office. And
I just gotta say, you gotta be a happy man, happy father. That would make me happy.
Yeah, and my granddaughter, she comes to work every once in a while. Yeah, so it's pretty exciting.
Hey, Logan, tell us about yourself a little bit.
Basically been in this all my life for the most part. Went and worked in Seattle for a little bit and went to school in Bozeman. Go Cats. So came back a couple of years ago in 2017 and been having fun getting to work with the folks and be in the family business.
Well, that's great. It's not often that you can have a father and son working together for this long.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, he takes it to the next level. It's way beyond what he's got in marketing and finance. He can see, he sees and understands things that I can't do because I've been a rockhead all my life. So I'm able to transfer that knowledge to him, but he's also able to take the office and take it to the next level and help the customers and see things from a different perspective.
Yeah. Well, how would you describe the business? And first of all, let's ask the question, what does CAD stand for?
It's conveyed aggregate delivery. So
conveyed aggregate delivery. That makes so much sense now.
Yeah, conveyors. So the conveyor's taking the rock and putting it exactly where you need it to go.
We had to do this once.
Yeah.
New house. We built a new house at Whitefish. You guys were there. And I can't remember the distance you moved the rock, but it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it honestly can go up to 100 feet, but that's generally on new construction. We don't really want to throw a rock that hard up against a house. So so we've developed into another market when we have what we call the Telebelt, which is a truck that I've been kind of dreaming about for 10 years, and we finally brought it into the Flathead a couple of years ago. And so it's a conveyor that reaches out 100 feet with a conveyor, and then it drops the material out of a hose. You know, so there's an operator standing next to the hose, and the guy's putting the material around a rock or a plant or a house or whatever it needs to be, and it's just really strategically placed.
Well, this leads me to, I've been on your website looking, doing a little research on you, and one of the lines of the website, and this pretty much describes what you just said, for the people out there who have never heard of Montana CAD, our goal is to make your overwhelming projects disappear, whether it's placing topsoil in the garden or prepping a slab. We got you covered. Now, to me, that means you can get this in places that you don't have to put a wheelbarrow or a backhoe or something like that.
I mean, there are limitations. You know, it is Montana still, but, you know, the restrictions of access from your neighbors is gone nowadays. And, you know, we're trying to figure out how to get material in places. So we can obviously get material in places that just is impossible before.
And we can add some efficiency too to just simple projects where you maybe could get a dump truck there, but doing it with a CAD truck, you can actually place it without having another piece of equipment on site as well in a lot of cases.
Now, Logan, while you're on with me here, tell us about expense, the comparable expense to moving it with big machinery or Montana CAD. It seems to me this would save all kinds of time and money.
Yeah, so I mean, basically when you're talking a dump truck load versus a CAD truck load, it might be, depending on what it is you're doing, it could be another $100, it could be another $200 kind of mentality. So for that amount of money, it's four trips to the chiropractor or renting a skid steer or whatever you want to do, so there's
no,
a little bit
to
of
the chiropractor.
Yeah. Yeah. I love my chiropractor.
Medical bills versus,
Yeah. But you know what it is that there's no waste. The material's not getting dumped on the street and then you got to clean it back up. Your access is not ruined. You're not driving across the lawn. And so the material is getting placed where it needs to go strategically without a much impact to the rest of your property.
Well, it's great to learn about what you do. And I want to learn about what's new in the business too, because I'm sure there are things coming along all the time. And we'll talk about that coming up in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Dwight and Logan Lamb. They are father and son with Montana CAD right here in Kalispell. By the way, it's Highway 35 Big Fork. Do I have that right?
Yep,
6955.
Yep.
And you can call them at 755-1155. And we're going to be back with part two of Focus on the Flathead in just a couple minutes. It's all right here in News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Back again on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, part two of Focus on the Flathead. Our sponsors again, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. As always, our archives are available at KJJR.com. And we've been talking to Dwight and Logan Lamb of Montana CAD, learning about the business this morning and this afternoon.
Yeah, one of the things I'd like to help people understand is that we made a choice to not own our own gravel pits. Mm-hmm. And that's because we want to service the people of the whole valley. The reason that is basically we start our time or the clock starts running or however you want to look at it. But we started at the pit that's in their valley or in their area. So if you're in Whitefish, even though we live in Big Fork, don't be thinking that, oh, wow, I'm getting charged an extra 45 minutes. That's not true. We start our time when we get to the pit in Whitefish. If it has the right material for what you need, then that's where we're hauling from and placing the material and putting it in place at that cost instead of the distance. So in saying that, there's over 30 different pits in the valley. And there's probably 150 to 200 different products out there. And so instead of us pushing the 12 that we have in our own source, we're pushing 150 different materials with all the, industry partners that we have in the valley.
What's the most common stuff that you're moving in these machines?
Preferably, most of it, what we're doing is a rock type of thing. It's either a landscape rock or a driveway rock or a backfill for a foundation, anything along those lines between landscape and that. But we do a lot of topsoil this time of year in the spring and throughout the summer. We have four or five different types of soil available to you, depending kind of on your budget and whether you're doing a garden or you're just doing a lawn or what you have going.
Yeah. And let's talk about a transfer truck.
Yeah.
I've never heard of these until today. Sure. So tell us about that.
Logan. Yeah. So last year we bought a couple transfer trucks and everybody, I've heard them called the pumpkins. I've heard them called all kinds of things, but they're
orange.
They're a pair of three orange transfer trucks. And a transfer truck is basically a dump truck that has a trailer on it. And instead of the trailer dumping itself, the box of that trailer actually rolls into the back of the dump truck. We can still get you two loads basically at one time to places that couldn't accommodate a large combination of truck and trailer. So it's just up in the efficiency in the dump truck world. So we have, right now we have 6-7 dump trucks that we can go haul with. And a couple of those are the transfers so we can handle single load quantities all the way up to large projects.
Just a couple questions about the business itself. What is your, you guys have been doing this a long time. You got to be doing something right. I mean, what is your philosophy and what is your biggest success on this business?
I want it to be a safe place to work and I want it to be a safe place for people to do business. Yeah. I want people to know that they can trust what we're doing. We're not going to steer them down the wrong road. We've been at it a long time. We totally understand the material. I think the biggest thing is we offer so much information to the DIY person that just is trying to navigate something. And the contractors count on us too. Even though they've got experience, honestly, I know science behind gravel.
Yeah.
And I know exactly what needs to go and I know why.
Yeah.
And so those are some things you just don't get overnight. I mean, it takes 40 years to figure some of this stuff out.
It really comes with experience.
It does. And I'm trying to pass that on to Logan and our crew. And, you know, we have great guys, Matt, yeah, in the office, dispatch, and we have operators that work for us in the industry for over 30 years. They came from the ready mix that, right, I borrowed them from. So, I mean, we've got guys that work for us that have been there a long time.
Okay, so Logan, I'm going to throw this one at you. Where do you see Montana CAD 5 years from now? Look into the future.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll look through the ball here. I think that, honestly, we'll keep on being here and doing what we're doing. We don't have any plans of scaling back on our capabilities and the offering that we have. So that's something that I think people can count on for a long time. Is Dwight's been at it for 23 years, and I love what we get to do. I think it's a lot of fun, and it's fun getting to work with just people from all over the valley, whether they're contractors or homeowners, and just helping them solve their gravel needs. So not going anywhere. We'll stay right here.
And it sounds like you've been on the cutting edge all this time anyway. I mean, you keep updating everything.
Yeah. You know, I mean, people, we did scale back from the grading, but mm-hmm. only one of our operators bought it. The guy within our company bought it, and he's out there. So we're happy to promote him. And people can call us. We'll help them get to him. But it was just, I had to get back to focusing on just taking care of the conveyors and what we really, really need to do at Montana CAD, and that's to take care of the stupid stuff.
Yeah. The good stuff.
The mm-hmm. good stuff. Yeah. I mean, the difficult sites, the difficult locations.
Okay, so we want to thank you guys for being here. Man, I learned a lot in our 12 minutes on the air here today. You're welcome back here anytime. I mean, anything new comes up, we want to hear about it here and
sounds
get
great.
It out to the folks. But talk about how we can get a hold of you. You're in Big Fork, but like you said, you are valley-wide.
Yes.
And how can we get a hold of you guys?
So I would say the best way to contact us is through our number, which is 755-1155. And that'll get you to Matt, most likely, except for today. I'm Matt for the day, so I'm answering phone to you. But basically, that'll get you started. And then from there, we can also take you down, coming and looking at your job if you need it, or just getting you on the schedule.
Or MontanaCAD.com. I mean, right there, you get to see the pictures of the material and all the information.
Yeah, so. I would say what we do is very visual, I think. Some people can understand it, but I would say the best thing to do is take a look at, because we've got videos and photos that'll help you understand just how we can help you.
Well, you guys, thanks again. Thanks for being here. We sure appreciate it. And you've been listening to Dwight and Logan Lamb. They are owners of Montana CAD right here in the Flathead Valley. 755-1155 is their phone number. This is Focus on the Flathead. Don't forget, if you missed this or missed part of it, came into the middle of the show, it'll be up and going online and on our archives very, very soon at KJJR.com. Our sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is Focus on the Flathead right here on KJJR. We'll see you next week.